In Southwest Alaska, a tired crew of volunteers on Saturday night dragged a large whale's carcass onto shore near Neposkiok's airport. The whale was gray, bloody, and barnacled, and the men who set to work butchering it said it was at least 37 feet long. Residents are still distributing its blubber and meat, saying it will feed families throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for months. This concluded two exhausting days of efforts to retrieve the whale, and the way in which hunters killed it in the first place is still generating controversy. KYUK's Teresa Kostsirilis reports.
Chris Larson gave ceremonial thanks to his first whale on a black, silty beach near Neposkiok. He gave the whale water to drink, and the crowd that surrounded the carcass went quiet. Then he led the village in the Lord's Prayer. Larson is an elder and Neposkiok's honorary tribal chief, and he consulted several people from the coast for advice on the ceremony. This is the first time that anyone can remember a gray whale coming this far up the Kuskokwim River.
How long do you think the meat's going to last?
People are hungry. Maybe 2 months, I don't know.
What will you put in your hand?
About 10 men are slicing thick slabs of white blubber from the whale's back and placing them on black and blue tarps.
How are you going to prepare that, do you think?
With Crisco. I joke.
I don't even know how they prepare this. I guess we got to Google it or something.
Yeah.
A few people say they're planning to ask their aunties up the coast for advice. The elders are given meat first. People start scooping the blubber into white trash bags and fastening them onto the backs of four-wheelers. Boats of local families keep pulling up to shore. The meat is given to community members from Bethel, Akiachuk, Tuluksak, and Akiak. One woman from Neposkiok says she doesn't know half the people here. At about 9 p.m. Saturday night, Bethel Fire Chief Bill Howell arrives with his children and at least six very large knives. He also works as a local butcher. He pulls up his sleeves and begins carving up whale steaks. The whale was killed in a lengthy, brutal encounter on Thursday and pulled ashore in Neposkiok after 2 days of tedious work. Its carcass sank to the bottom of the Kuskokwim after it was killed, and Neposkiok search and rescue member Joseph Avon took the job of finding it in 30 feet of water. Search and rescue teams don't exactly have the tools for this, so Avon said he had to improvise.
Honestly, to be given this task, I'm pretty dumbfounded, you know? It's something new, and I have to think of outside the box.
The team welded massive hooks out of scrap metal, each about 4 feet long and 2 feet wide, and spent hours trawling the river with them, trying to sink the spikes into the whale's flesh and pull. On Saturday morning, they were in luck. When volunteers boated out to the whale's location, they found its carcass loose and floating on the river's surface. Six boats towed it into the shallows, and a man in a loader managed to pull it onto the shore. When the whale was first spotted 2 days earlier, on Thursday, word spread quickly up and down the river. 40 to 50 boats soon surrounded it outside of Neposkiok. Men and women in the boats were armed with guns, their grandfather's seal harpoons, and whatever they had on hand.
Well, when the whale popped up, you see a little mist. I drove aggressively because, you know, I want part of that muktuk.
Hunter A participated in the hunt. Because of the potential legal ramifications, he and his friends asked to remain anonymous. They said that at one point, the whale dragged their boat. At another, they ran out of gas. Hunter B described shooting a total of 16 different guns into the whale's body, including an assault rifle, jumping from boat to boat to get a better shot.
Felt like I was covered in slime and blood, and every time I would breathe, it would just spray blood everywhere, and I mean, there was blood everywhere.
The three hunters we spoke with were devastated when the whale sank. They helped Joseph Avon recover the carcass, and they were there to help butcher it when it was brought to the shore. There was video of this hunt, and it was soon on Facebook. Some responded to it with shock.
If they don't retrieve it, it's just news that we're just malicious slaughterers.
Not every animal that comes near a village or comes up the Kuskokwim River belongs to the Kuskokwim River.
Wanton waste of the animal was widely condemned by some on a KYUK radio call-in show, but now the meat has been salvaged. The legal ramifications remain to be resolved. Julie Spiegel is a spokeswoman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. She says that a select number of Alaskan Native villages are permitted to hunt bowhead whales.
And the harvest of other large whale species are not authorized in Alaska.
According to Spiegel, NOAA is currently reviewing pictures and video from the hunt outside of Neposkiak, and they may investigate it further. Back in Neposkiak, some of the men who are sawing their way through the whale don't want their pictures taken, and most don't want their names on the radio. Some participated in the hunt, some didn't. The local controversy and the legal questions surrounding it have both been stressful, but now, they say, this is about food.
It's given to us by God. It's given to us by our Creator. It gave itself to us.
And this ain't slaughtering animals. This,
yeah.
This is our food.
This is ours.
Okay? It's not slaughtering nothing.
As for Elder Chris Larson, he says he's proud of what Delta residents have accomplished, particularly the men who killed and salvaged the whale together.
Well, I just thanked the people that were hunting that day, and you know, I told them that they're in good specs now.
That means hunter in Yupik.
Thank you to everybody, you know, from the other communities that came and helped.
I'm Teresa Katsourilis, reporting with Anna Rose MacArthur, Christine Trudeau, and Katie Basil.